Hi, this is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener, and this month, on Life in the Garden, we're going to talk about planters. They say April showers bring May flowers. There are April flowers, too. Planters are great if you don't like commitment. They get changed out 4 times a year, as a rule, with each season. What goes in a planter now will certainly not be the same plant material you want in those planters come summer. I like to look at planters as your place to play with a little bit of artistic expression. Which plants will you choose? What colors will you put in them? What planters go together? And what plants go together? There are endless possibilities. The seed companies help you out a little bit and help you step out of your comfort zone. They put out a color each year. This year, the color happens to be magenta. Following these colors from the seed companies can help you step outside of your comfort zone and try something new. Magenta isn't a color that I've used that much. It's definitely not one of my go-to colors, but I get excited when I can step outside of my usual go-tos and try something new. The best part about planters is that when you do try something new, it's only for a couple of months. It takes the risk out of it. So try something new. Put together plants that you may not know if they'll end up being dynamic combinations. Maybe they will, and maybe they won't. A little tip is to focus on the undertones of a flower and highlight those, so it's secondary colors. Some of the best pairings I've done had very little to do with the primary color of the flower or the leaves. The plants for a planter can cost as little as a couple of dollars, up to a few $100s. So there's really a lot of room in there to play around. Some plants you can keep from season to season, and others you'll want to replace as you go along. I personally like to start fresh. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. It gives me more options to completely change up the feel of the plants and the planters, and get a little extra wow factor. We could all use a little extra wow factor in our lives. Planters for a house are somewhat optional. I would still recommend having a few, even if you're in a house, just to play around with annuals. Planters for balconies and terraces are really the only option that you've got. So here's a few things to keep in mind. Sun. How much sun are you actually getting? This may change from season to season. In the spring, there are no leaves on the trees, so a planter might get full sun, where in the summer, it would be a shade planter. This is really important as it will direct you to the type of plants that will do well in your planter. Soil. Don't buy the cheapest bag of soil you can find. It really is a case of you get what you pay for. If you have an area that's covered, for example, not exposed to the rain, consider a self-watering pot. That can take some of the guesswork out of watering. However, if the pot is exposed to rain, they tend not to do well, as they fill up and don't drain. If you haven't done a lot of planters before, start small. Pick up 1 or 2 planters for spring, and if it goes well and you enjoy it, add another planter when you switch over to your summer planters. Buy appropriate plant material for the season. After all, why take up space in a spring planter with something that really isn't going to shine until the fall? Fertilizer. I like to use a slow-release, granular, balanced fertilizer in my planters. That way they get a little bit of fertilizer over time until you switch out to the next season. The only planter you don't need to worry about fertilizer for is your winter planter. If planters aren't your thing, you haven't lost that much. You've tried out something new. If planters turn out to be your thing and you enjoy it, invest in some better pots. Pick ones that fit your space and offer you the qualities that you need, albeit self-watering or insulated, different sizes, things you can do groupings with. If you're unsure or don't have the time, refer to last month's podcast. There are people who can come and design planters for you and switch them out each month. With all of that said, now is the perfect time to do your early spring planters. So head out to the garden center. Pick up some early spring bulbs, maybe some heather, pansies, primulas, violas, and more. Sometimes, though, these spring flowers have a very short bloom time, so don't be afraid to swap out the ones that are finished and replace them with fresh ones along the way. Take pictures of your planters that you create. I'd love to see them. Send them to me on my social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as The Tattooed Gardener. Always keep photos of your planters stored, so you can look back year after year and see all the different plant combinations, colors, forms, flow, things that worked and things that didn't. This will help you hone in on your personal style and help you more for choosing plant material next year. Until next time, this is Paul Galatly, The Tattooed Gardener, and this is Life in the Garden on Focal Point eNews. Keep growing! This is Paul Galatly, The Tattooed Gardener. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Life in the Garden podcast, right here in Focal Point eNews.